I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie here on Silly Sunday at EAA Radio.
And joining us is Miss Paula Blackwell. I hope I got the pronoun right.
That is correct.
And you're with Air Force personnel, civilian personnel.
Civilian personnel at the Air Force Test Center, yes.
Okay, just the one facility.
I work for the Air Force Test Center, but we manage three Air Force bases, Eglin Air Force Base, Arnold Air Force Base, and Edwards Air Force Base.
Oh.
Yeah.
All the cool ones.
Yeah, exactly.
How many civilian personnel do you have?
We have across for AFMC 70,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
Across the Air Force, about 170,000 across the Air Force.
I mean, that's way more than active duty people.
Well, it's very comparable for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
These are all the people that are doing all the behind the scenes stuff that support the current active duty Air Force personnel.
Yeah, a lot of them, they're not just behind the scenes. They're program managers for the F-16. They're aircraft mechanics, maintainers for the weapon systems. They do a lot of cool things.
Now, that's interesting because I would have thought all that would have been handled by active duty personnel.
You know, a lot of people think that, and that's been why we've been here, our 12-member recruiting team, just getting the word out, because it's not just military who serve in uniform. It's civilians who serve out of uniform.
Oh, darn. I thought you were going to say we get a uniform. Like, that's not too shabby.
Right. Yeah.
You're in charge of handling, maintaining the civilian personnel. So you're hiring and all that stuff?
So, yes, my office of one of many centers, we have six centers and I'm at one center. So one of my centers, I'm at AFT. And I'm the HR director there. So I handle a small part of hiring for civilians for that section. But all across AFMC, we're charged with hiring those 70,000 civilians to support those efforts.
Now, are you hiring right now?
We are hiring. The Air Force is hiring and AFMC is hiring.
We've
got positions. You could imagine what you do off of a military base. We do it within a military base. So we need people to take care of childcare issues, financial management. We need HR type like me. We need engineers, software, mechanical. We need pilots. We have test pilot school at the Air Force Test Center. So
do you need somebody to just ride around and cut the grass? I could probably handle that.
Maintenance? We need maintenance. We need janitors. We need all types of disciplines, contractors. We have it.
Sounds like the Air Force is growing.
The Air Force is growing. Cyberspace, IT, coders, all of it. We need it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Good pay?
Very good pay and even better benefits as well.
Sure. You get to watch tests flying out your rear, your office window.
There you go. Yeah.
Better than what I get to see. Anyway. Yeah.
Not only do you get to work on it, but you get to see it fly.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So Edwards Air Force Base, though. I mean, how many people are there?
Yeah, we've got about 4,000 civilians there alone.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Big base.
Must be some. I don't know where they all live because we drove through there and we actually drove right up to the entrance and like, oh, that's an airbase. We can't go in there.
Yeah,
and we turn around.
Right in the Mojave Desert, right?
Yeah, there's not much else there.
Yeah, not much else there. Yeah, for sure.
It's like, not necessarily sure this is a promotion.
I was going to say, are you people hiring ballast? Because he and I are ex-ballast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're working on wheel chalk.
Well, you don't have to be in the military to be a civilian. You don't have to have prior military experience. People really, during our week here, the outreach has shown that people just don't know. There's no prerequisite. The age is not a matter. You can become a civilian at any age. And you don't have to do basic military training as well.
Well, that's a break.
It helps if you
fail
know
that.
It helps if you know which end of the hammer to use.
This is true,
well, that's
right?
The test. If you can fall off a log, we'll hire you.
Yeah. Must be a specialist position. I missed that one.
What about job security? I mean, we all know administrations change, the winds change, the budget changes.
Right. Yeah. So that's one good thing we can say about government service is job stability is there. Defending our nation, the DOD is counted on. And so You can talk about our benefits, but job stability is right up there with
that.
That's
huge these days.
Yeah, super huge. We will know, unlike other entities in private industry, you're going to have employment opportunities. Not only that, you get to serve your country either stateside or overseas. I recently returned from an assignment performing HR duties in Germany, so at Ramstein Air Force Base, Spangdahlem Air Force Base. So you get to serve not only in the U.S., but overseas as well.
Okay.
So there could be travel involved as well. How cool is that?
Yes.
Yeah, Antarctica is in your future.
Yeah. Hey, if you're a skier, great place to be.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say the HR duties in Germany are pretty much the same, except they're in German.
Well, German and English, because we've got to hire those military spouses who come over there with their husbands or spouses to work. And so we provide employment on military bases as well.
Do we get the deadhead on transports going places?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, can I get a free trip to Honolulu out of this deal?
You got to be employed. So we are recruiting. We're hiring. Check out our website at airforceciviliancareers.com. We definitely have opportunities for employment in many careers.
Many careers. Mm-hmm. And long-term employment and
that's the
chances
key
for
one.
Advancement.
That's the key one. Long-term. I was a gypsy for many years.
Yes.
It sucks.
Long-term employment with retirement and pension and all of those great things that go with
and
that.
And a cool job.
Very cool job working on very cool things, whether it's AI or cyber. We've got it.
Or just the next generation whiz-bang flying thing.
Exactly.
Whatever that might be.
And those people to create those next things, you know, what's next? Yeah.
That's a big part. And well, they're all doing a lot of thinking right now, watching what's going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in our world today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You guys are busy.
We all are busy, yes.
So I got a question for you.
Okay.
We went from F-22 mm-hmm. to F-35. Mm-hmm. What happened to all the numbers in between?
Good question. You know,
they feel very, very disrespected.
Right? Yeah. No, very, very good question.
Probably.
Not in your purview, though.
Probably various prototypes that just didn't cut the mustard.
That's a lot of them, though.
Yeah,
goodness.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
It sounds like it could be very interesting. You have no age limits, and I'm sure you're looking for qualified personnel. You're not going to just take any schlub off the street and throw them into a high-tech position.
Well, it's interesting you say that, but we hire, and there's no age limit, so we're looking for those that do go to college or do go to technical school or maybe just go straight into employment and have experience. We have training programs. We have intern programs. We've got paid intern programs. So we offer a lot of educational development opportunities. We grow our next workforce. So it really is a great opportunity for stability in the workforce.
And a quick start.
A quick start as well. It's a great community to learn and grow. There's a lot of mentorship opportunities. And so it's just a really stable opportunity.
And here's the one thing that has always been a big thing of mine. You're promoting people from within.
This is true. A combination of hiring new, innovative folks for our workforce and then promoting from within, providing developmental opportunities to grow. So there's opportunities to start at GS5s or a wage grade 3 blue-collar job and just grow to be the next new leaders of our Air Force.
Yeah, I can just say, hey, did you hear the new program manager? He was a janitor last week.
I've heard of worse.
Anything working for the Air Force. You can definitely serve your country and work for the Air Force. It's a great culture.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It definitely
is. I'm sure there are days when it's not, but.
Yes, I mean, with any job, though,
anytime you get to play with airplanes, in my opinion, it's a good day.
Yes, definitely. The civilians are the continuity. They're there to support when that warfighter goes out. Civilians are definitely the continuity.
The glue.
Mm-hmm. The glue that holds it all together.
Yeah. Or in my case, the muck that gums it up.
Yeah, we've done that too.
All right, I'll come on over. I've got a resume somewhere.
You've got a resume. Yeah. So this week alone, yesterday was our highest day with outreach. We contacted outreach over 2,000 people on Saturday. So it was a really big day yesterday.
That's like a huge job fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So many people just interested in what we have to offer and had no idea that civilians could serve alongside the military. They just didn't know.
That's cool.
Do they have to salute? That's very cool.
They don't have to salute, right?
They do not have to salute.
We wouldn't know what to salute.
But there are some common courtesies that happen in the military, but definitely not saluting is one of them.
Right. Yeah. Well, you be nice to the guy with the gun. That's a common courtesy.
Yeah.
Just common sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity, and not just in the United States, but all over the world as well.
Yeah.
Do you get to pick where you work?
So that's another good point. The military, they go where they are told to go.
Right. I heard that word assignment earlier.
Those assignments, civilians get to choose civilian opportunities that they're interested in, and they can apply. They interview, and then they select where they're going, and they get to choose their next location. So that's the difference between the military assignment and civilians. So they have options.
So it was your fault that you ended up in Germany.
There you go. Something interested that I sought after, and I was hired to do that. Yes.
How long were you there?
I was there a little over 5 years, yes.
Oh, wow, that's a bit of the time.
I was going to say, did you drive fast on the Autobahn, too?
Sure did. I had to get used to stop driving fast when I got back to the States as well. Yeah. So I had an opportunity on the weekends when I was off, Paris, Italy, Belgium. I got to travel a lot. So just great opportunities serving, working during the week, and then on the weekends was my time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like we ought to join up.
Yes, we should.
Yep.
Yeah. And
anyway, we've been speaking with
Paula Blackwell.
It was. Yes. I can't even read my own writing. For the United States Air Force.
For the United States.
If you guys are looking for a job,
yeah,
you know,
check it out.
A lot of guys coming out of college are having problems finding jobs.
There you go.
So go talk to her. She's got a job for you.
Yeah, the Air Force is hiring.
Air Force is hiring. We were able to talk to over 10,000 people this week to let them know the Air Force is hiring. And if you're looking for opportunities, come see us.
Very good. I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And this is EAA Radio.